the kids co-op. A playground for the imagination. That's our official title.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
I'm Angela Pena, and I have a son. He's just turned 11, and Anna's 10, and we've been homeschooling for 2 years. I was in the Maine system working as a learning through the arts consultant. I used music as a tool to teach math. My job was to create curriculum, create a new program. Lots of success, and I loved doing it. But on the other hand, my children were showing signs of unhappiness and unrest. So I stopped doing what I was doing, which is teaching other people's kids. The first thing that happened for us was we were kind of going through a recovery stage after school. So we didn't have any time restraints, and we didn't have anywhere we had to be. And the one issue that Dorian was faced with, or we were told, was that he wasn't interested in reading. And in fact, it was that he didn't have the time. Literally, he went from no reading, struggling with reading, to 2 weeks, literally 2 weeks, nonstop, reading Harry Potter. Boom. The biggest book. That pressure was off. That time restraint was gone. And he read. And every time I think, okay, what am I doing here with homeschooling? What is my vision? What is, I go back to that, remember, just breathe, give them that space, that time, and they will come to what they need to come to, right? The kids co-op, a playground for the imagination. That's our official title. And we met at the public program called SAGE. I got to know a lot of different parents. So when I started homeschooling, there were other part-time homeschoolers. And so we got to know each other. I was doing some tutoring, math tutoring, for some other homeschoolers. And so it just started to come together in the sense of, let's do this together. There was a point that I think the other members of the co-op would agree that at times the isolation was an issue. They were trying, and we were trying to get the balance, right, to have those social needs met for the kids, and but to still remain small and have that one-on-one attention, and yet that freedom to just go with the flow, right? Because that's the best thing, I think, with this program is we have a plan. We come together and say, let's do a week on Martin Luther King. And all of a sudden, that just opens up to so many different things that I couldn't even plan. Self-portraits, figuring out, you know, okay, he had a dream. What's our dream? What are we going to do to get that dream? And oh, we're struggling with that. We still are struggling with that. So, and then, oh, we found a fantastic speaker who was coming in, Craig Kielberger, who was a young Canadian at the age of 12, had a vision, had a dream, went to the UN with it, and you know, so we're going to go and see him. We've then gone to the museum for a wonderful Underground Railroad exhibit, and then I found a whole bunch of resources there. So we did another 3 weeks, and now we're into sewing kente patterns. So it's just like, you don't have to, you just have this vision, a small idea, and the kids run with it. We try to come at the same time every morning. We have a structure. We want to cover math. We want to cover writing. We understand that we can't do, not one of us can do it all. So we have a writer as a parent, and she inspires the children. So she does the writing, hour and a half, I guess, in the morning. We start the day with drumming. The kids have really taken to that, because we started with rhythm sticks, and we actually found a place in Delhi that makes drums, and we were able to go and make drums with them and personalize that. And the ultimate brain gym is drumming. Every way you look at it, you're stimulating all the parts of your brain. And so we start with that, and then we break out into some structured math, in the sense of we do Mad Minute, which lasts about 5 minutes, and then we break into groups. And we have a curriculum called Math UC, and maybe there's two people who have the same level or book. They work very independently, yet we're all working from the same building materials, mm-hmm. right? So we mm-hmm. can come together with different levels. Because I believe that this works beautifully, this wide age level. Because in math is so complex, and it's so different leveled that... if I say, okay, you know, you've understood that concept, and that's great, come on over here, help us with it. And if you can teach it, yeah, you know that you've mastered it. Nobody knows in this group what level they should be at. Oh, you're one level ahead of me, and we have no competition like that. We're just really working together. And our main thing, other than math, you see, which is basically, we're building math. We're using manipulatives. We also use games. That's my other main thing that we do. We play math games, and there's so many out there to learn. They're having fun, not even really knowing that they're learning some really big fundamental concepts. And it took them a while to go, is that okay to play a game? Like, does that work? Again, you know, recovering from that, what does school mean, right? What's different about this wonderful place is there were some things that I felt that the children were missing as human beings. The right to say, I need to go to the bathroom, and be able to go. Actually, forget about asking. When you don't have that feeling of safety and respect, that goes a long way for a child to be able to feel free to learn. And so there's always water there. You go to the bathroom. Actually, you're in charge of your learning. It's very Montessori-like. I've provided a whole gamut of ways to learn. Any which way, and I truly believe there's value in it. If there's something that you're not really wanting to engage in, and we're a group doing it, it's okay. Unless you're, you know, interrupting us, that's mm-hmm. my only thing. But, you know, make a plan, tell me, okay, you're here, great, I understand. That's awesome. Oh, you want to do that with another person, like a game or whatever? That's great. That freedom actually inspires them. It's not, okay, let's goof off. Yeah, that's come in time, like it mm-hmm. wasn't immediate. We have three main families that come every day. There are two others that come in, and they come in for special projects, and so it's kind of a bridging for them. I think now that we've been doing this for 2 years, it's very clear to us that we're not a school in the sense of a private school that you're going to drop your child off and you're going to pay your dues. It's that the parents are homeschoolers, and they want to be involved with their kids' education. Know how to, you know, work in a group setting. Because it's a lot of time, a lot of energy, and you need to have everybody on board and know what we're doing and understand the processes. And that's a constant question for us. Are we at the point of expansion, or do we even make it, you know, just keep it to three families? A lot of people have come in and looked and said, this is fabulous. It's not for us. I mean, is this a private school? Not right now. No, right now it really isn't. It's homeschoolers who have the same sort of approach to education and parenting and share those values, and they want to do it together. So we go from Monday to Thursday so that we do have that Friday to be on our own as families.
I'm Noam Chomsky. You're listening to Radio Free School on CFMU 93.3.
First of all, what's your name?
My name is Anna Krim, and I'm part of the Kids Co-op. The Kids Co-op is this cooperative place where homeschooling kids get together and sort of work together. I like it because I feel that I learn more and I feel safer here. It's like school. Yeah, it's mostly the same, but it's in a church. And it's nice that my mom teaches me because she can like help you more and stuff. We get to have lots of recess. The teachers believe that it's good to get your exercise. And we have it from 6, grade 1 to 13-year-olds. You mostly study everything. We have work logs that like are for, like, they're all different. Mostly they're all different. You don't have to participate in everything we do. You can just go and do something else. But usually we have a morning routine. Well, we used to. We do math, then writing, and then we sort of do like, we study stuff, like do reports in the afternoon with my mom. Right now we're doing the Kente, which is in Black History Month. And well, they would use Kentes as like bright color cloth, so we made up our own. And we're trying to sew it now. And, well, since it's Easter, we're going to have an egg hunt. We're traditional. We sort of do reports on what we did. Like, 1 week we had drama. 1 week we went to the library. You sort of do have to come to school. I usually like going to school. So I'd usually say, yeah, I want to come. But sometimes my mom says that she's too tired, and so everyone takes a day off. We're going to take off Tuesday because, well, one of the teachers works on that day, and we take off Friday for some reason. We get homework. Because we take, like, 2 days off. We gotta have homework, because we usually have work logs. I guess that's not what we have anymore. But we usually have work logs that, like, and we need to finish those, because that means every week we're learning exactly the same thing, but, like, you know, those pages and stuff. It's pretty big classroom, so we have one table where the older ones work. They work pretty hard, so they don't really have lots of time, but sometimes we have like people who just come in just to see how it's like for a day and stuff, like for their March break, they come in. I like that we have a gym right next to us. We usually play like dodgeball or something. We have a lot of freedom, but we have to finish this work log, but we don't have to like work on it all the time. We can do other stuff.
My name is Dorian Penna.
How do you like having your mom as a teacher?
It's okay. She's really busy and everything. Yeah, it's really hard because we have to stay after school, and I'd rather be doing my homework and everything like that. But she has to stay and clean up the whole place, so we don't get to see her very much on the weekends.
And how do you deal with conflict?
It's okay. A little hard sometimes, but most of the time it's easy. We have a choice to see like what we want to learn and everything like that. It's not like specific, duh, you have to do this, duh, like stuff like that. Like if you say, I don't really want to do this, she'll say, okay, what do you want to do? And you say, and then you can do it. Sometimes you get more homework than regular school, but seems like you learn more because you do more work and everything like that, yeah. We have time to play. I like that there's more people and you sort of get to see your friends, but it's not always the greatest because sometimes it gets a little boring, so sometimes I just feel like doing my work.
Do you have to come every day? I don't want to come today.
Well, that's not an exception. Well, yeah, you don't have to, but you basically sort of have to, not exactly specific, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it seems like you go faster through your math and your spellings, because in regular school there's a whole bunch of people. It takes longer for the teacher to come around telling everybody what to do. When you're here at the Kids Co-op, it's easy, just go through and like you ask for help and then they'll come, because there's not as many people to help. Sometimes home can be a lot easier, but this Kids Co-op, like here, feels a little bit more like school, but except it's not specifically school, and it's not as big as a giant school. Yeah. But homeschooling, I don't know, it's pretty fun actually. homeschooling is fine. If I had to homeschool at home, yeah, that would be fine.
My name is Alex Ritchie, and I go to the kids' co-op.
Do you participate in how it runs? Can you make decisions?
My mom kind of does it all. I don't really get to say a lot, but...
Would you like to have more say in how it works? Or?
Not really.
How is that different from school?
It's a lot different. You kind of get to choose what you want to do. You have to be doing something. We have scheduled stuff. But you have times where you can do whatever you want. Like, you can work on your math or write.
Is there anything you'd like to change about it, or do you think it's...
I think it's fun the way it is.
Do you think you'll continue in it?
I've been here for 2 years, so I think...
Have to move on.
Yeah.
So, what's your name?
Liam.
Liam? Okay. So, Liam, what do you like about this call?
Everything.
Like what, do you have enough time to play, or is it...
We have a lot of time to play. Yeah, everybody's my friend here.
How do you like having your mum as a teacher?
Really good.
What would happen if you said that? Well, look, I don't really want to, I'm not that interested in this, so I don't want to do it.
Nothing. I just do another thing.
You can come when you want to, and is that how it goes, or how?
Well, if my mum says it's okay, I stay. I like it here.
Mm-hmm. You would put it aside. Okay, great. Right now, and then up we go. And snap. Okay, so you saw the tension's a little tight. Because when I did that, it broke, didn't it? Oh, we have to try. We have to change something. We have to change the tension. That's not going to be a big deal, right? It's not. Especially when we...
This is a new machine to me, so we actually didn't like it. This is the tension. It was at 3, so I think we should go back to 3.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah!
There we go. This won't matter. We'll get rid of that.
Yes, I am Mother Nature's son, and I'm the only one. I do what I want, and I want what I see. It only happened to me. I'm so free. I'm so free.
Yeah.
listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
When I start talking to people about this, they're very interested. Someone from Guelph said, oh, why haven't more people thought of that? You know, yeah. Sort of thing. And I said, yeah, I mean, it's tricky. Yeah, financially, well, there were things that we never dreamed of that we would face. Insurance. When we started looking at insurance, within the first couple of days, we thought, this is impossible. We're actually not going to be able to do this because it was $5,000 a year. And I was like, whoa. We were determined, though. We were absolutely determined. And it took us a while. We actually started in my home, you know, because I said, we can't wait any longer. We've got to start this. Then it started to happen that we found insurance that was affordable. Now, slowly, the school board is going to recognize these sorts of establishments so that we can piggyback on student insurance. So that's in the making. So that's very good. And then to find space. Right? This place is awesome. I mean, we have a full-size gym. The church here is used to children being here. Definitely don't feel isolated and very supported here. At the beginning of the year, we set up what sort of materials we need. I go to the big homeschooling book fair and buy all our stuff there. We did do some fundraising last year. There were families who came and paid tuition, and that didn't last. I question whether it was because in the end I didn't have my credentials. I'm kind of almost at a point that I have credentials, but not quite there. I put everything on hold, seeing that my children needed some definite more attention with their education. When you have a will, there is a way. I mean, we didn't have desks. Things go wrong, they really do. But we decided, hey, let's get the kids to build their desks. So. Yeah, actually, I have more respect for them now that they've built them. And we do have a structure because I think that's how I work, too, knowing what I need to prepare for. And the kids like rhythm. It's a rhythm, not necessarily a structure. I have a lot of Montessori tools that I've built. We built, my father's helped me build. And again, very expensive stuff. I truly believe that's they're extremely valuable. We found a way to do it without spending so much money. And so I use a lot of Montessori things for math. And then another parent who feels really strongly about the Waldorf. So we have some Waldorf influences in it. And it's really neat how they actually can work really nicely together. I'd like to say, or I'd like to think, that we're a best practices kind of model. So we take, oh, I think this will really work with the kids. And oh, I understand about the Waldorf ideas here, but at the same time breaking so many of their rules too. I mean, Waldorf is very strict in the sense of grades, and you don't mix ages together, and that's what we're totally not about. We're totally like, you know, the wider range, the better. It sounds like, you know, this is so on the edge here, nobody's done this before, but it's not. We just went to the Peace Film Festival. Actually, my oldest son went to the one film called The Take, which is about worker cooperatives in Argentina. And they had a whole slew of examples, and one was schools being run cooperatively. Honestly, I think that's where we really got into trouble. People thought different things of what a co-op is, and how do you vote, and how are decisions made, and in the end, I think we're understanding that I need to look at some other models, and if we're going to expand, we're going to have to come to understand and agree on some other model of how decisions are made. Right now it's working because all the parents really see eye to eye. I think that's ultimately my vision, is to inspire others to do this. And if we could have a center, maybe, you know, having not just a resource center, sure, but like an ideas center and support. Like, let's get here. What are you doing? Oh, that sounds awesome. You know, and that's actually coming together naturally with these other families who really like and comfortable with what they're doing, but they want that contact with people. Of course, we're not islands. It takes a village to raise a child, right? So let's build those bridges. Some highlights from the last 2 years has been, in actual fact, it's been a healing time for the kids. I know that the first 6 months of doing this, they would have stories. I mean, very controversial here. Because they would bring up stories of experiences they had in the public school. Things that really hurt them. Things that were not positive experiences. And I let them express themselves. And slowly but surely, we were, you know, having to talk about it less and less. You know, we're talking about the parents building. I guess what I see the children's involvement in building this is the peace table that we've created. Now that we've been together, we don't come to the peace table as often as we need it in the beginning. It's a model of conflict resolution, and it's step one. Step two, learning language, what to say, how to respond, when speaking, mirroring, right? We teach the kids to mirror. And you know what? We've taken that model to meetings that have been somewhat emotional and hard for parents to be disagreeing, and we've tried to use that model, and I think it works. And the kids are making it really work. They speak up about things that aren't going as well in the school. I like that they can challenge in a respectful way. Just something like this. You know, we used to have gym every morning, and we don't anymore. You guys have changed that. Why? And so we get to talk about it, and then we go, okay, that's really important to you. Okay, let's go back. Let's do it. It's going to be a little different, though. We're going to go to the gym and do our drumming. So just kind of compromise. But we have an open door. Last year was truly beautiful because they wanted to learn. They actually just wanted to go to the ROM. And in actual fact, we went 4 times, right? Because it just kept on getting bigger and bigger. And Egypt exhibit was there, you know. And then we just started to do all kinds of learning about Egypt. And then it was into Rome. Then we had a big toga party, and where we did, you know, cooked special food and had a party and did all these crafts. We have this model of a timeline, and whatever we teach, you know, because they're interested in different things, and it's interesting to see that they want to know in comparison to what they learned last year. Okay, so Egypt was between this time and this time. Okay, now we're talking about early Canada, what's happening in Egypt, and they will make those connections. And of course, you know, the best thing about this is we're learning as adults all kinds of things.
Yeah.
One of the parents is, they've decided to go to Italy with their 13-year-old, so we're learning Italian, and I know some Italian, and another parent knows some Italian, and my parents are coming, and we're gonna, so every day we do 15, 20 minutes of Italian because they're inspired to learn that, right? It's meaningful. You have to be dedicated because when there's conflict, you really need to be present. And I believe those are the true meaningful learning moments, right? They're learning. We had a model. It's we're peacemakers and we're learning how to be peacemakers every day, finding new ways. And I think that the children, that's why they're learning so much, is that they do sense that they're safe, they're heard, they're respected, and they can enjoy their life. It's fun. And the other thing that really worked and it continues to work is I have a puppet who comes to school. We can't say the P word because it's a bad word in front of our puppet friend, but the puppet can say things that no teacher can say. And he is the best thing for conflict resolution. He likes to sing to those math songs. That's amazing. It's interesting to see that even the older kids can relate to having fun with a puppet, and they don't have to be cool. And, you know, we've broken down those sorts of barriers. I truly believe childhood is playhood, and we can achieve all those academic goals by playing.
You go for two.
Yep.
We're writing a story about.
And we know we're going to win another.
We're both.
No, we are.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Right.
Which one? No, this one's Trump.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you have to pretend diamonds.
I think so. I have diamonds.
That's good. And then we win.
The end.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L 8S1CO.